Our pregame coverage continues live from Purdue State. I'm now joined by Shorebirds pitcher J.D. Hennen. And J.D., thank you for some time. Really good outing for you yesterday. 2 1/3 scoreless, 4 strikeouts to your line. It feels like you've put together a nice string of really good appearances lately. So how are you feeling on the mound currently?
I'm feeling good, feeling pretty confident. I had a bit of a rough start when I got here, but now I'm just settling in. It's nice to have a couple good appearances under my belt and just feeling good.
How nice is it to, obviously, like you said, put together, have this good run going after that tough start? Because it wasn't really a control thing where you're walking a lot of guys, or they're just kind of getting hit hard. So now kind of getting over that hump a little bit, how good does it feel?
Yeah, it just feels good. I've always thought my stuff was pretty good. And when I got here, it just wasn't working out. A little bit of some bad luck and just other things going on. And now it's just a matter of executing. I'm executing better and I'm pitching better.
How much has Bailey Volstecki, the pitching coach, helped with that, as well as maybe the technology around this team, too?
Yeah, Bailey and Ben helped me a lot to just dial in my pitches, my pitch shapes, and pregame pens, and before outings, and just dialing stuff in and get my mechanics fully on lock.
You know, the technology part of this is really a key aspect, I think, once you get to pro ball. So for a guy coming from the D2 ranks to here, you know, how nice is it to have those resources available?
Yeah, it's very nice. At my D2 school, we didn't have too much to offer. Like, we had great coaching, great everything, but it's just a different level here with the TrackMan and the being able to watch every single pitch you throw and be able to make adjustments.
And what was life like at the Division II level? You went to a really good school in Augusta, and that's a traditionally pretty good program. So what's that jump like been going from D2 to the pro level?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a jump. The hitters here are better for the most part, but it was a good experience I had at D2, and it's just a different level now, so.
You signed with the Orioles last summer. You also committed to Division I Nebraska before making the decision to come to the pro ranks. What was that decision process like to choose between going D1 and coming here?
Yeah, it was a really hard decision. I was really excited when I committed to Nebraska, and it would have been a great school and a great opportunity, but it was just really hard to pass up the professional opportunity, and I'm excited to be an Oriole.
Did they catch you by surprise a little bit, the Orioles wanting to sign you, or is that something that was kind of on the radar the whole time?
No, I mean, I was pretty confident that I would either get drafted or signed. It was just, was I going to get the offer that I was looking for? And it turns out I got a pretty good one from the Orioles, so I decided to take it.
You played in Summer Bowl II, the Northwoods League, for a couple seasons with the Wilmer Stingers. How important was that platform for you?
Yeah, that was definitely a big help for me, because it's just that Summer Bowl aspect. It's kind of a similar kind of schedule to what we're feeling now. It's wood bat. It's pretty good hitters from across the country. So it's a very similar feeling from Summer Bowl to now professional baseball, so that definitely helped me a lot.
And it feels like there's less pressure at that level, too. I mean, getting a chance to pitch every day, or pitch regularly, even if the results maybe not be good. So it feels like that's also a really good, helpful thing, too.
Yeah, for sure. It's very similar, I'd say. And just, it was a good stepping stone, and now I'm here.
What's the number one thing maybe you've learned in your few months here being with the Shorebirds?
I've learned that if you have a bad outing, so what? Everyone has bad outings. You just got to bounce back and keep working hard, and things will turn around.
As you look forward here, we're coming up on the start of the second half, which begins tomorrow. What's maybe something you're trying to focus on, or maybe it's been a key aspect of maybe your mechanics or something you're just trying to accomplish here down the stretch?
I just want to work on staying consistent and not trying to overcorrect things when things don't go well. Just stick with the process and be confident, and things will work out.
Well, J.D., really good stuff. Thank you so much for some time, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Pitcher J.D. Hennen, we're back with more after this on the Shorebirds Baseball Network.